You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. And thank you very much for joining us on this Facebook Live and watching this video on YouTube as well. Now, today, I'm going to be talking to you about... I'm going to be asking you a question. And that is, why wait? Why wait? Now, I'm going to be talking through quite a few different scenarios here and different experiences that I've gone through, that you might be going through now or before or after you've listened to this. And I want you to realise something, that actually, by living in the moment, living in the now, we can experience and we can do so much more than being inside our heads and just asking and waiting for the right time. So, I'm going to be asking you the question today, why wait? So let's kick things off. Now, the question why wait is quite open anyway, but the reason why I'm throwing it out there today is because of this. I've been wanting to launch a new online course for ages. Haven't told anyone about this, and I haven't really marketed that I've been wanting to do this. I've been wanting to write a book for ages. It's one of my dreams to do, and funny enough, haven't done it. So I asked the question last week, why wait? Why am I waiting? Why am I putting it off? Why am I stopping myself from doing something that I want to do? Why am I waiting? So this is what's prompted me to do this Facebook Live and podcast, to kind of ask you the question, what are you wanting to do but you've stopped? Why are you waiting to do something? Why are you waiting to use that nice notepad? Why are you waiting to light that candle that you've been wanting? Why are you waiting? Why wait? Why don't you do it now? So I'm going to go through a few things. And, you know, for me, a book is a book and online course. It's not what I wanted to do. So therefore, that's what's prompting me. But I'm going to be going through things to about you growing yourself, growing your business and growing your community. And I just wanted you to kind of say... and put it in the comments below if you want to, or just make a mental note if any of these ring true. So let's start off with physical health. Now, are you stopping yourself from doing exercise? You know, what's stopping you from getting fit? Are you fit already and healthy already, but you want to get more, you want to achieve more, you want to enter something, you want to get to a certain level at something? What's stopping you from doing it? Why are you waiting? Why are you putting the pause button, or in some cases a stop button, altogether? And why don't you go for it? For your mental health, you know, this is massively important at the moment when we're all working from home, or as we're recording it on the 20th of April, we're all in lockdown. So therefore, we're all working remote if we can, unless we're key workers. And it's quite interesting that a lot of people are, you know, saying that they're having the best months and all that kind of stuff. But actually, you know, are we looking at, as well as our physical health, are we looking at our mental health? Luckily, over the last couple of months, you know, mental health has gone, awareness has gone up, which is great. But what are you doing to improve your mental health? And actually, on a 0 to 1 to 10, 0 being not good at all, 10 being fantastic, where do you sit? Where do you sit? And you can answer the 1 to 0 to 10 principle for any of those things. So for mental health, you know, what's stopping you from becoming really mentally strong? And if it's about skill gap, or if it's about not really knowing where to go with it, that's fine. There's people out there who know that stuff. Reach out to them. They're more than happy to help you. They really will be more than happy to help you. Next up is your spirituality. Now, are you wanting to get more into religion? Are you religious but you haven't really kind of got the grasp of it? Do you want to reconnect with something? If you do, don't wait. Do it today. Start doing it. Start looking at stuff. Start reading whichever religion, whichever kind of book, whatever kind of resonates more in here. Start doing it. Don't wait. Start it today. Also, in terms of kind of why wait, in terms of this section, remember, you're at home at the moment, so why don't you make the most of your surroundings? Make the most of it. To do things around the house that you've been putting off. You know, do you need to decorate? Do you need to put up that table? Do you need to clean that room? Do you need to kind of do a batch wash or washing? Whatever it is, don't stop doing it. Don't stop, carry on. Don't, and ask yourself a question, is it going to help me in the future? Yes, no. If it's yes, great, do it. If it's no, don't. But the main thing is, home, in this environment, don't put stuff off. Get it done. Because once you've got it done, you can do more and more and more. Now, in your business, there's loads of stuff which kind of people stop themselves from doing. Loads of stuff, you know, and that could be hiring a new member of staff. That could be moving into a new premises. That could be, and notice how I mentioned those first of all, with things that I'll do in a moment. It could be the fact that with your marketing, you should have started producing that podcast. It could have been you should have started doing videos or live streaming by now. Whatever it is, you should, don't wait for it, start it. One thing I'm telling people at the moment is that it's a great time to explore and have fun. Explore and have fun is one of my main phrases at the moment because it's an opportunity. It's one of those things where once you start doing live streaming like this every day, you get into the habit of doing it. Once you start doing video, it gets easier. Once you start producing podcasts, it gets easier. So start having fun and exploring different things. And really, when it comes to your marketing, now's the time to ramp it up rather than to stop it. Ramp up rather than stop. So please don't wait for your marketing. Start your messages now. With me, as I said, there was two things that really kicked off this podcast and Facebook Live, and that was the idea of doing a writing a book and also launching another online course. Give you a kind of bit of a backstory. Honestly, I've got five of them already out there, so this isn't anything new for me. I've been doing it for 5 years, but I haven't launched one for ages, for about a year or so. So I wanted to relaunch one. So hence the 14-day organic social media challenge, which is going to be kick-ass. Starts on the 4th of May. If you haven't signed up already, please do. But if you kind of looked at me a month ago or 2 months ago, would I have started it? Probably not. Didn't have the time, didn't have the energy. Now I've got the time. So therefore, it launches now. And I'm not going to wait. Same with a book. I've wanted to write a book or a long-form piece of content for ages. Ages. Never really had the idea, never really had the belief that I could do it. Now I have and I will. So I've got the framework together, now I'm putting the flesh on the bones, as they say. So for me, it's not about waiting now, it's about doing. So now's the time to do, not wait. So for your business, check out your marketing. What stuff have you been putting off? Which stuff can you start doing? In terms of your audiences, checking them out. You know, see where you can grow your audience online. Is it the case that actually, is there a platform where your audiences are, but you're not? Check that out. Don't wait. Start it today. Could it be launching a new process or actually reviewing your processes and reviewing your products at that stage and actually looking at what's working and what's not? You know, similar stuff that we think that that's working because we enjoy doing it actually sometimes doesn't bring the money in. So therefore, you've got to look at what's bringing the money in and double down on it, especially at this time of year where, you know, and the circumstances that we're in. So review your products and processes. Please don't wait for that. Do that today. Also, use this time to look at innovations. How can your business innovate? What is the future of your business? Remember, we're going to get out of this at some point. So therefore, having a plan for your marketing and your business, and that includes your people, your processes, your structure, where you're working, all that stuff, you need to have a plan for when you come out of it. Don't wait to do that until then. Do that today. Do that today. And then, as I said, you know, this is only going to be about 15 minutes. Podcast, Facebook Live, and I want to talk to you now about your community. So don't wait until we're out of this to start looking at charities, how you can support your local community. And when I say local, I mean the people in your area in terms of your business. I'm talking about your staff. I'm talking about your clients. And I'm talking about anybody who you have direct contact to. So when you're looking at this time of year and when I'm asking you a question, why wait to send that message out to your clients to say how you're doing? Why wait to have those conversations with your networking people who you haven't spoken to for ages? Why wait, hey, picking up the phone to your family every day or doing a Zoom call or a video call? You know, you've got to think about the people who are around you and who communicate to you, and you get feedback from them. Start talking to people. Start building a community now, because what you want to do is with community, let's say you start building a community now and it will be ready and you launch products in a year's time. You've got a year's worth of marketing, a year's worth of relationship building that's happened in between you launching it and your product launching. That you're going to be in a different position then than you are a week or a month after launching the product. Don't wait to launch your community at the same time as launching your product. Launch your community first and then launch your products afterwards. But the big thing is grow your community and continue to build your community. Don't wait. Whatever you do, don't wait. If you wait to build your community before you launch any product, it's going to fail, because you're going to market it to no one. You're going to market it to no one. So over the last 13 minutes, I've spoken to you about different things where you can kind of grow your skills in terms of your business, in terms of yourself and your community. But the big thing is, I've asked you the question, why wait? Why wait? And the only kind of thing I would say in terms of most of the time is you wait for the best circumstances for you. Now, what if the right circumstances for you don't ever come? You'll never launch it. You might have the best idea, but you would never have launched it because of different circumstances. So let's flip it on its head. And let's start, say, from today, I'm going to start doing this. I'm not going to start meditating tomorrow. I'm going to start it today. I'm not going to wait now to contact old networking colleagues. I'm going to start it today. Flip it on its head. I was on a podcast earlier on today where we were talking about ideas and about launching them at the right or wrong time. And you might have the best idea, but it might be the wrong time. And if so, that's fine. Keep that idea and wait until the best time it is. The idea is still sound. You just change the timing. When you're launching anything and when you're answering the question, why wait? Think about these three things. And these are the three things that I want to leave you with today. What is the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? What's the most likely scenario of you doing that action? I just want to repeat that. So what's the best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? And what's the most likely? Because what you'll find is if you're launching a new product or starting a new habit or reconnecting with something, then the best case scenario is actually it works really, really well. You know, if it's a business idea, it takes off. You'll be doing, if it's something for your life or your experiences or your interest, you'll get more gratification, you'll enjoy more and you'll have more happiness. The worst case scenario is pretty much you'll probably be where you are now, but maybe financially or time slightly worse off. That's the reality of it, but you won't be massively further down. The most likely explanation is that you'll be somewhere in the middle, where you would have learned, you would have experienced, you would have been, you felt happy, joy from there, but you might not have fully realized the best case scenario. So if you're asking a question, why wait, then follow up with this question: what's the best case scenario, what's the worst case scenario, and what's the most likely scenario of me doing it? I'm going to call it a day there. It's been about 15 minutes. Today was going to be a shorter one, and then this week I'm going to be doing lives all about growing yourself, growing your business and growing your community, and then a weekly roundup at the end of it. Remember, if you want to do any lives or join me on the podcast, please let me know. Thank you very much everyone for listening and watching, and if you've got any questions, please put them in the comments below, and I will check all of those out. But for now, this is me. My name is Gary Jones from Grow Marketing Media. I'm asking you the question today, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Take care. Bye-bye.